So last night, the Grammys, not so good ratings.
Well, first of all, everyone's over award ceremonies anyway. This is just not a year. You know, most people are out of work. They've been in for a long time. They don't, or they had to take pay cuts, or, you know, someone in their life is not doing well. Either they were sick or they're not working, or, you know, whatever's going on. People are working from home. They're depressed. They're fatter, whatever. This is not a year we feel like celebrating other people. You know, I don't want to celebrate. And also, the way they're producing these is not good. Like, they cut to John Legend. He's at home. He just won a Grammy. Mm-hmm. And they're like, what do you do? And he's like, chopping garlic. Like, he just doesn't even care anymore. He's like, I won a Grammy. Yay.
Yeah, Grammys
are... And you see the wall behind him, and he has like 40 Grammys. It's like, oh, another Grammy. Chopping garlic.
Yeah. I mean, the Grammys is a big thing in the music business. And I have to give it to them. They did pretty decent job of it this year. Mm-hmm. Even though all the things that we had to deal with, they did have a couple of people at home, but a lot of people recorded things before time. They did it from different locations and actually looked pretty good. So today, Stereo Gum came out with the top performers last night, and number 21, Billie Eilish. So she's pretty far down. Yeah, not very good.
That's a big fall from grace, considering last year she had that handful of Grammys.
But the performance, not the greatest. Number 16, Taylor Swift. 16.
Really? That low on the list.
Yeah, I wasn't impressed by it. I mean, it was not really that great. 15 was Brittany Howard with Chris Martin. Doja Cat, which she looked like a robot.
That's my girl. I love her.
Number 13, she looked like a robot, though. Number 12, I think should have been number one, Post Malone. He did really well.
Yeah, he's been really impressing me a lot over the years with his song choices and the fact that he's trying to always do something different. And a lot of his covers lately have been really original, really cool, like new arrangements of old stuff that he's doing really well. Can I guess who number one is?
Yeah, we'll get there. But Post Malone, yeah, I was saying he's probably the only rock star left. There's not too many left. And Post Malone is one of them.
No, wait, hang on. That's the problem with the Grammys. There's a lot of rock stars out there. The Grammys don't recognize them. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of rock stars out there. I mean, look, we just had Formica on the show the other day.
Right.
She's a rock star. Plush. That's a rock band. Cage the Elephant. You know, there's plenty of bands out there that just don't get a lot of love from the Grammys.
Plush right now, to let you know, have the number 3 rock song in the country right now.
Well, there you go. And were they at the Grammys?
No, they weren't, but they should. Number 11 was DaBaby.
Oh, yeah.
Number 10 was Bad Bunny.
Okay.
Number 8, awesome job, Bruno Mars.
Yeah, well, you saw the whole story that he wasn't supposed to perform, but he and what's his face, Anderson .Paak, they now have Silk Sonic. Mm-hmm. They asked, like, can you fit us in?
No, they tweeted out to him, said, can you give us a job? Because we're not doing anything.
Right,
so
right.
Could you put us on there? They did a Little Richard tribute, which was amazing. It was great. Brandi Carlile, number 7. Number 6 was Lionel Richie, who did Lady from Kenny Rogers. So he did a Kenny Rogers song. He ended up number 6. Number 5, Harry Styles.
I love the way he dresses. Yeah, he's great.
Number 4, Haim.
Yeah. Okay, wait, there you go. There's your rock band. There's an all-girl rock band.
Right. They still, when I look at them, I think sister wives. I think they're all married to one guy. Don't they look like it?
No.
No?
No, of course not. That's ridiculous.
Number 3, I'll never say a bad word about them. I think they're awesome. BTS.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Their fans are crazy.
I thought they'd be number 1, frankly. Yeah.
Their fans are nuts. So I'll say they were great. No,
I know what number 1 was.
They actually were good. Okay. What do you think number 1 was?
I think it's Dua Lipa.
How did you know?
Because, oh my God, the people that I know that know nothing about music or the Grammys, even they were posting pictures and they were like, oh my God, Dua Lipa. They're like, what's Dua Lipa? I just love it. Whatever it is.
Whatever, a Dua Lipa is, I'll take one.
It's a girl. She's a pop star. Yeah, I knew she was going to be number one. She was the person that everybody was talking about and posting about last night. Mm-hmm. Everyone from, like, you know, your best friend from high school that you haven't heard from in a long time to, like, Rolling Stone. Like, everybody was posting about her last night.
Yeah, then Megan Thee Stallion was number two.
All right, so you had a moment or two that was something worth watching. Post Malone, Dua Lipa, and Bruno Mars and Cardi B. So there you go.
Bruno Mars kills it. I mean, you can put that man on anything and just forget it. He's awesome.